Wally, you know, when Derek Sherrard was injured, he was a young player. He's definitely different. I'd say he's stronger now than he was back then. But, you know, as far as the movement, and that's probably a better question for him.
Do you have an update on the severity of Barclay's?
Yes, Don Barclay has a torn ACL.
Done.
I would think so, yes.
Any update on Burnett on a timetable, and anything?
I was told day to day, so obviously he didn't go today. So we'll see how he is tomorrow. And, we do all the new Friday, in-season Friday schedule. I know it's Thursday, but it's an in-season Friday tomorrow for us, and then we'll have the short practice on Friday. So I do not know what his availability for that is yet.
And Mike, what are in-season Fridays going to be like? Are you guys going to do some stuff in the crick that day?
Or? Yeah. I mean, our environment for Fridays will be the meeting rooms, the crick, a heavy training room emphasis. So it's more to do with the neurological clock, you know, the path that we're changing going into the game.
So you had said in your first press conference before camp that you had thought about toyed with this idea for a while.
I mean, Mark Lavad is you know, someone I have great respect for. But not only is he excellent at what he does every day, you know, he spends a lot of time on the research and development of what's out there in other sports, and has relationships, you know, throughout internationally. There's always ideas and there's always patterns that you're looking at, and you know how you train your team during the off season and. You know, in season, because there's so many parallels you like to stay closer to, but obviously mandated schedules and things play into that. So it's always an ongoing conversation that you're trying to improve on. But I'd have to say, based on when we came here, I mean, the schedule that we put in place was a very favorable, popular, positive schedule that. You know, I'd like to think that our training of our football team has worked over the years, and we have made adjustments. But how we've handled the end of the week, going into a football game, we have stayed consistent with throughout. And this is the change. It's really the last 48 hours of how you go into a game.
Is Guyan close to coming back? And B, is there any concern about your depth there? As far as experienced guys?
No, I have no concern about depth because I think it's a great opportunity for the younger guys, and I think they're taking full advantage of it. I don't really have a feel. I mean, he will not be available this week.
Mike, what was your plan with Janis today? Do you think he has a chance to go at all?
Well, Janis, we put him on a schedule no different than the whole football team. So you wanted him to go 2 days of pretty much non-contact in his helmets and shells type environment. And I know the whole team was in pads, so that's why we kept him out of a number of different periods. And then today was his first padded work. So we'll see what the video looks like and see how he feels tomorrow, see what the doctor says, and hopefully get him some work Saturday or Friday's practice and see if he's available for Saturday.
Was it intentional then to keep him to just maybe
correct. Yes. Just once again, bringing him on a path based on what he's been through, and just really kind of following the guidelines that we have with our whole football team.
Mike, did it feel like the warmest day of camp for you? And is there a value to that conditioning wise or preparing?
Absolutely. I mean, you definitely want some heated days. This was clearly the hottest day, how it felt on the field. So. Yeah, I think it's good for us. I mean, Tennessee Saturday night, I think will be a challenge, and those challenges are good for you, especially when you're going to Miami and you have some games like that out there.
Did you cut the last three periods?
Well, we just did. The fundamentals are optional. I mean, really, this is probably our toughest practice of the of training camp. I mean, if you look at what we've done today, I mean. I'm excited to look at the work. I mean, we operated every phase, offense, defense, special teams, pretty much almost every situation. So, I mean, this was our heaviest day from in season wise where you get everything in and installed yesterday and today and actually practice it in pads. So I really like the workload of what we got done today.
What's different about a game plan for a preseason game when you might use three or four different quarterbacks? Do you have to think about their strengths or talents? Do you put it in place because you want to see somebody in the perimeter get an opportunity that's down? Think about a rush for a linebacker. Do you make those kinds of considerations going into the game?
Not as much. I think anytime you put together a game plan, you have to have versatility to give players opportunities to make plays. I mean, really, looking at Tennessee, it's a new staff, so everything that we've prepared our team for is projection because, they haven't even lined up and played a game yet. So, we know what their coordinators have done in the past. We've done breakdowns and, we started our offense and defense and special teams on the routine of how to prepare for a game. Not at the extent that we would for a normal game. So it was kind of an abbreviated form. But the biggest thing from our approach is really just to stay in schemes where our guys can go play. So and that's the reality of it. I mean, we're versatile enough offensively and defensively where we don't feel like we have to go put in specific plays for individuals.
Mike, are you with some of the stuff that maybe we've withheld and not written, are you more inclined – whether it's because you open the season or because of some of the things you want to do defensively, to really scale back what you show in preseason? Are you going to really kind of hold a lot of stuff, you think, or not necessarily?
I mean,
be more even more vanilla than everyone seems to be in preseason.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here, but I mean, that's why you play the games. Would you show in the preseason, philosophically? Some people just go about it and show whatever. Most people don't show what they're going to show against Seattle. I know, we are an open practice, football team, compared to, most of the league where that, it's mostly closed. But we have been practicing inside and doing some things. And so what we plan on doing for Seattle is nothing that we've been practicing on outside. And frankly, probably we won't show it the first four weeks of preseason.
As far as I mean, I guess historically, sometimes like when you brought down and you guys blitzed a lot in the 2009 preseason.
Well, just because you blitz doesn't mean you're showing people what you're doing. I mean, sure. When you play defense, you call coverage or pressure. I mean, you got two things you can do.
Mike, is there a chance you might hold out some starters
this game
on Saturday?
I haven't gotten that far yet. I really want to get through today. We'll talk as a staff tomorrow after we get done with the. With the work with the players, and then we'll give the play time to the players Saturday morning before they practice. So, yeah, we'll see how everybody checks out medically first.
Two more, please. Mike, you thought about how you're going to use the quarterbacks on Saturday?
My goal, frankly, for play time, I do know this is you want all your young guys to play. I'm not interested in getting on the plane, come back home, and we didn't have a young player that didn't get in the game. So. I'm looking for every young new player that's come through our doors has an opportunity Saturday night to show what he's got.
And beyond trying to win, Mike, do you want to make sure that those young guys are assigned sure in the first game, or is it more about the tempo that you try to instill with the offense, or what do you really look for in that first game?
I don't want to assignment sure. We want to be assignment sure. And want them to play with great tempo. But, I think it's important for us to go down there, particularly not having a great handle on how they're going to play the game, just to make sure our guys are lined up, knowing what they do, play fast, and, play good fundamental hard-nosed football.
Mike, your guys had some interceptions today. And it didn't feel like you had a ton of them in camp defensively. I know it's great that your quarterbacks aren't throwing them, but is that something – it was nice to see your guys take the ball away more, or?
No, absolutely not. I think we've gotten our hands on a few balls, and that's kind of how it goes. No different rushing the passer. You get around the quarterback, and you're getting them off the spot. It's definitely good to see our secondary start, bringing some of them in because, we've had some opportunities to you know, coverage has been tight. So, yeah, I was pleased to see that.